This is Philip Rady from Young Town State University Global History Program. And today's date is December the 13th, 1982. Today I'm talking with Mrs. Frank Campana, or Angela Campana, and events regarding the 1937 steel strike here in Youngstown. First of all, Mrs. Campana, would you please tell me how you were born and when you came to Youngstown?
You mean I'm born Barrea.
That's B-A-R-R-E-A
mm-hmm.
in Italy.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And what year did you come to Youngstown?
1927.
Okay. And what did your husband do?
He worked at public school.
He worked?
Yeah.
Okay. In 1937,
mm-hmm.
there was a steel strike here in Youngstown.
Yeah.
Okay. Could you tell me a little bit about what happened the day that the events that took place in the field across from the mill on Poland Avenue
mm-hmm.
when you went down there, starting from when you first went down there that day till the events that took place later?
Well, you want to know around 2 o'clock, the truck he come on, you know, to go a lot of public steel. It's the people he stopped him, you know, to say maybe bring something inside. And the guy said, no, I don't got nothing. So that night, everybody go across the street, O'Meara, you know, the CIA O'Meara. And everybody over there, and all of a sudden, Republic started the shooting. You know, they get a gun too, you know, from the window. So the people started run because everybody's scared. So one boy, I think 12 years old, I know, you know, you don't got nobody over there by himself. So the people run, he fall down, and everybody step on top for him, and he died.
Okay. The truck came down right after you got there, around 2:30?
Yeah.
Okay, and the people, now where were the people located? Like, where were the people at, the picketers?
On the yard of the Republic Street.
In front of the gate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then there's Poland Avenue. Did they run across Poland Avenue? Were the people spread across Poland Avenue
yeah,
to the field?
On this side.
Across the road?
Uh-huh.
Okay, but were there people in the road?
No, not too much on the road, right. You know.
The importance of the truck, though, was what? What happened later on?
Well, that's it. Later on, they started to shoot. Well, the truck, he come, ran two, okay? So the people, a lot of people line, stopped the truck. And the guy say, I don't got nothing. He opened the door, the people look, and you don't see nothing. But you don't know. Maybe he got on a seat or someplace, he got it.
So people on the picket line thought that because of what happened later, truck had...
Yeah, the guns or something, yeah.
Is that because nobody had seen guns
no.
in a plant before that time, before that night?
Well, nobody knows, you know, because of the picket line outside.
Uh-huh.
And the scab inside.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. Nobody knows.
But I mean, the reason that you thought that some night, but everybody
yeah,
thought there were
yeah.
guns
uh-huh.
in that truck.
I think, yeah.
Was because, did they see the guards come out with guns? Or
no,
before that. No, everybody
no.
was inside the mill.
Yep,
but everybody thought at that time anyway
mm-hmm.
that there was guns
mm-hmm.
in that truck.
Yeah.
Okay. After that, how often did you go down to the picket line?
Well, you know, I'll go be one day, no.
Uh-huh. So this was something you did all the time. This wasn't
yeah.
just one day, you just happened to walk
yeah,
down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now at the time, the reason that you were there though was because your husband was on strike. He was one of the people who were.
Yes, he's on strike.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You got down there at 2:30. What usually happened when you went down there? What did you do when you went down there?
Well, usually then you talk to the people, you know.
Like neighbors or
other
people?
Well, any kind of people, not just a neighbor, you know. A lot of people. So usually then you talk woman by woman, you know, the man at a different place, you know. Like
now, when you went down, were there just men in front of the gate at the company? Or was it a republic, or was that men and women? Were there the families were together? It wasn't
right.
Just men or women or anybody else?
No, mixed up, yeah. And family, you know, the public state, yeah.
So, right. So you went down, started talking to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happened? Did people come in and speak, or?
Well, see how you do that, la night. You have the meeting, you call all the people across the street. You know, you go over there and you hear the speak.
Okay, now when you say call across the street.
Yeah, you said, you know, you have the meeting for all the strike people.
Mm-hmm. So now, when they spoke, you mean it was across Poland Avenue away from the gate?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So the field directly across the street.
Well, you know
the
field, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Usually, what time did they come to speak? Was there a certain time?
Well, I don't know, maybe around 6:30, you know, well, you don't got no time.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. When you went that day, who went with you down to the thing besides your husband?
I got me and my husband and both kids, Diane and Louis.
You mean I?
Guy, the lawyer, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you went down there, then everybody went across the street to hear whoever was speaking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did the people who spoke, did they just speak like one language, like Italian or English or Greek?
No, just American.
Just American?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't remember who any of those people were?
Well, no, it's three guys speak.
Uh-huh.
You know, but at the CIO man, you know, but the name, I know that name, you know.
I don't know, did John Mayo, was he one of the people you remember?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, if he wasn't, I'm not trying to put words in mouth, I just want to know if you remember his name.
I don't know.
Alright, so what did they talk about? They talked about the strike?
The strike, you say maybe a couple of weeks or maybe next week you go back to work, you know, you don't have to worry, you know, all these things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then, so everybody's across the street, away from the plant.
Yes.
Alright. Mm-hmm. And was it then what happened?
Well, that's what's happened. All of a sudden you see, like the light, you know, the smoke started coming, and the bullets the same, you know. So two guys, I think, one on the arm, one on the legs.
Got
two
shot.
Men, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So when you see this, everybody run. You're scared, see?
Okay, now when you say they run, if people were shooting at them from the mill.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was it single shot? Did you hear like a rifle that would shoot one shot?
Yeah.
A lot of shots? Or
no machine guns, no, just a rail. You know.
Regular rifle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there was tear gas. Okay, you mentioned that you could see tear gas and it were flares or some kind of light.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. not a light, but a flare.
Flare, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how thick was that? Was that just mild or was it real thick so you could see?
Yeah, that's true. You can see, yeah. That's why the people, you can run. But you can see nothing.
Okay, when they, when that happened, what did you do?
Run.
Towards where?
Well, towards the little river, you know, like the little river.
The stream?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it. You go way up. So, I reached the first house, you know, I knock, you know, I want to say, and nobody opened the door. He said, no, 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 come on, run, run, run. So run, till I go home.
What I was getting at, though, is you were talking about that people were running. Were they actually running, or were they crawling, or what?
Yeah,
were they?
Crawling, run, sure. Uh-huh, yeah. Because you can see.
Did anybody get hurt while they were running?
Well, two guys, I told you. One on the shore and one on the lakes. See?
Anybody else hurt?
No. These kids are dead on the ground.
What kid on the
ground? Well, I told you, the kids are 12 years old. Everybody stepped on top of the kids.
Oh, he was trampled to death.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what happened? They opened fire.
Yeah.
And you were crawling, you were running, what were you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Or both?
Hey, that's safe. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they start shooting. You couldn't see, probably.
No,
you
said,
because of this. Okay, what did you do when you got to the stream? The little stream that runs through there. You were saying before you got to the houses, was there a little bridge there, or did you
run
across the stream?
No, all the rock, you know, rock.
Uh-huh.
You need to go on top. That's why I lose my shoes all day. Can't
lots try. Lost your shoes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you went home from there.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Then I live on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty long walk, too.
From Poland Avenue, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Where did you go? Still you hear the shot, you know, the guns, see?
Do you know how long it took you to get home, about?
Oh, I don't know.
Half hour?
Hey, maybe more.
Maybe more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you could hear it shooting for how long? About an hour, half hour, 15
minutes?
My
house, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, how long? About how long?
It may be not up an hour, so.
Okay. Do you go back to the
place
anytime after that?
No.
Did your husband go back there?
Well, yeah, he did. He will go up and come down. No, me, no, no.
How long did strike last after that?
Pretty long. Yeah. Hey, the people don't go back once. It takes long to go, you know, you go one by one.
Mm-hmm. You mean one person at a time?
Yeah, but it takes long to go back.
Mm-hmm. Why did he take such a long time to go back?
Oh.
Your husband?
I told you why. The sign.
The sign?
Mm-hmm.
What about the sign?
Well, he got a sign of downtown.
He was in what, some kind of union parade or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What were they doing?
He walked up and down on the public square. But he had the sign, you don't know that's the boss name, poor name. So when he go back to work, the boss said, I don't need you more.
Okay, so he was marching in front of what building downtown?
On the street.
The monument?
Yeah.
There were union people that were marching there.
Lots of people over there. Uh-huh.
Okay. And he had a sign that said something about his boss to his supervisor.
Yeah, for me.
Okay. Most of the people that your husband worked with were all Italians, or were they mixed?
Italian the most.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, did he understand English very well?
Not much.
And that's why he didn't understand what was on the sign.
That's right, you're right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, so the sign said something like his boss was not so nice a guy or something, right?
Well, I look like, yeah.
But the union, somebody made it up and put it on the sign.
Yeah.
He didn't know anything about
it. No.
Okay. So he didn't get a job back right away?
Not right away, no.
Okay. How long from the time he was, the end of the strike, to the time he went back to work?
Pretty long. Mm-hmm.
Like a year, 6 months?
No.
6 months?
6-7 months.
6-7 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did he get back to work? How was he able to get his job back?
Well, I told you, I need to call my brother to help him.
Uh-huh.
Mexican and Yankton, you talk to the bigger people and golfers, you know, his player, you don't know, you don't understand the sign, you don't do nothing bad, so he got the job back.
So your brother came in from Niles?
Yeah.
So then he went back to work in the mill after that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was there any, from the time that he, in the 1937 strike, was there any other strikes?
I don't remember no more strike. Mm-hmm. Maybe before, but not myself.
No, okay. Well, he came here when?
1925.
Well, he was already a citizen because of his father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He came on Yale, the 75, I think. 1925.
You don't remember anybody that you talked to or whatever that was when you were down at the 37th strike? When,
mm-hmm.
Do you remember who was down there that might still be alive?
I don't think so.
Not
too much, no. Mm-hmm. Maybe George Tobin, so. Mm-hmm. So. Irene.
Spabucci?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me about how many people were there when the people opened fire from the mill?
Quite a lot of people.
A couple hundred people?
Uh-huh.
Or
uh-huh.
Maybe more?
Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned that people were picketing in front of, before they went over to that field, were picketing in front of the mill, but you were saying that how close were they to the mill?
Not close to the public.
You know, like 10 feet maybe, or
no,
farther away?
No,
okay,
far,
but,
far.
But on the same side of the road?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Julia and Ida, your two kids that were there also.
Uh-huh.
Were they really scared after that?
Oh, yeah. Well, sure. I don't know.
The nightmares?
Yeah, I bring him home, and he started to say, I'm sick. Poor kids, I give a little bit of that milk, put in the bag. And, yeah, not too much, though, you know. She not scared too much.
How old were they, about?
Well, Louis born 1928, 37, how old?
Nine
years old. Raida born 1930.
So she was 7 years old.
See?
When you mentioned before you were, after you got out of the immediate area where they were shooting at you,
uh-huh.
Or shooting at everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
That you knocked on people's doors?
Mm-hmm.
And why did you knock on the door? Why were you?
You know, I want to go inside. This way maybe I'm safe.
Yeah.
You know, I'm scared to go home.
But
the people say no, you know, I don't want to open a, you better run, you better go home. So
it was basically to try to get the kids out of the way?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were telling me something about your shoes.
I lost my shoe.
Yeah, when mm-hmm. you were crossing the street.
Yeah.
What you were telling me something funny about the next day. Related to your shoes, your husband said something about...
Oh, no, my husband go back to La Pican Line. That time I say, you better go find my shoes. He left. He said, oh, yeah.
Never did find
them. No.
So the only people that you knew of that were hurt were people, those two people you mentioned, that little boy that was trampled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you didn't see any other people injured, hurt personally?
No.
Okay. What I'd like to do is back a little bit.
Because you got the guy on the gasoline station across the street.
He was one of the people shot, the gun against?
The one, yeah.
What was he doing when he was shot?
Well, you stay outside the gasoline, you know.
Uh-huh.
Somebody shot from the bathroom.
From the mill. Mm-hmm. But he didn't die then?
No. That's the one he got on the gun, not one on the legs. See?
Okay, well. Okay, the boy that was shot at the garage, were you trying to say he wasn't dead when he left? Or
no, he's not dead, no. No.
But you don't, did he go to the hospital, or?
Well, I may be there yet, I don't know.
Oh, okay. In, before all the things happened in the field.
Yeah.
Okay. Did anybody in the crowd, in the group that, from the union, did anybody that you saw have a gun?
No.
Did anybody during the time of the strike when you were there have a gun? Did you see anybody with a gun shoot or do anything that would have caused the company to worry about people with guns?
No.
Okay. So when the shots were fired, into a crowd that had no guns.
No.
There wasn't anybody that you saw that was carrying a gun.
Got a gun. No.
Mostly it was just families.
That's
women,
it.
Women, children,
and
husbands.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. The final thing I wanted to ask you about was you had mentioned another little boy that was killed when all that was
Yeah.
Done. Could you tell me about that?
He played on the trailer, you know?
In a trailer behind a truck?
Yeah, behind the truck.
Okay.
So when he started to shoot, the mother and the father, he goes, let's pick him up. He said, come on, let's go. So he jumped on the trailer. The trailer, he turned over a little bit, he killed me. He killed right away.
That's when the shot started. It flipped over and killed him.
Yeah, he killed.
You don't know the little boy's name.
No, but I know the father of Salabin. I was staying. But the boy, I don't know. Maybe he ran, maybe 10 years old.
What was the family's name? Do you remember that?
I was staying. The father.
Oh.
It's Mother Carmel.
No, but I mean the last name.
The last name, I don't know.
Okay.
No.
Well, thank you very much for taking time to tell me about your story.